Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
At Your Tango, Oceana Tebenhart wrote an article about the secret to being attractive. We all want to know that.
Look around.
How to be attractive.
Right here. T-shirts, yeah. Shorts, and a hat.
All right.
And no sleep.
Yeah.
All right. Ladies love it.
Oceana says the secret to being attractive. The secret to being attractive.
Be funny.
Is simply not being unattractive.
Not being drop-dead ugly.
That's simple.
Being unattractive. To be attractive, it's not only having qualities that make you fun, it also means that you are. It also means that you lack qualities that push people away from you.
I got it. You're right. It's not all about looks. I get it, of course.
Yeah, and what sort of quality?
We've always seen, you know, the gorgeous white woman that says something racist all of a sudden looks right away, immediately ugly.
But it's even more than that,
she says. Okay, I'm just trying to say. You
know. She says attractive people, they take time to make sure to diet, exercise, and bathe.
Yeah. Whoa, all three. Whoa.
Hey, exactly.
In one day?
Now, you know, we're joking.
I know.
But there are any number of people that just don't do that,
no.
And they wonder why people don't like them.
Right.
Now.
You're fat and lazy.
And you don't bathe.
Yeah, you don't bathe.
It spell a little weird. Yeah.
They put in the effort to have a good wardrobe. This means they're not unhealthy. They're not morbidly obese. They're not smelly. They're not disheveled.
That's all it takes.
Well, no, there's more.
Oh.
That's great. Yeah, but that's just where you start on being not unattractive.
I get it.
It's not like you have to... You know, be all that.
Yeah, you're right. You're not.
You just have to not be hideous.
Yeah, you're not be hideous, right.
Yeah.
Don't be repellent.
Yeah. Attractive people are also fun to be around. They listen to people in their circle of friends. They are funny. They know how to behave around other people. This may come naturally to some. Most people actually do have to sharpen their social skills, and that can take a lot of time for some.
We will have to once we get back out.
We will.
This is the only social interaction I have.
Right. Ooh. And there's no listening here.
No. I need to get better at that, because I'll think I'm doing fine, and my wife would be like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, yeah, you're kind of got a point. Listening?
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit here and stop talking.
I got that, too, sometimes from my wife.
Listening? Attractive people have good careers and they're going somewhere, according to Oceana. A career is a must for many people to find you attractive. Have a career.
All right.
Part of being attractive, not having to worry about unemployment, financial stress, or the potential of being dead weight. Have a job.
Right.
And attractive people have active lives. They've got friends. They've got hobbies. This keeps you from being boring and lonely.
The secret
to being attractive is to put forth an effort just to ensure that you're not unattractive.
All right. You didn't say pretty. You didn't say hot looking. You meant a word attractive. It's two different things, I guess.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Of course it is, Craig.
This is overall. Overall attractiveness.
Right. Right.
All right. I think we filled that bill.
Yeah.
So it sounds like
filled that bill right here.
Sounds like someone needs a hobby.
Are you done? Are you done?
I mean, come on. You want me to exercise, eat right, and take a shower in the same day?
Yeah, well... And you can skip one of those ones during
the day. Have outside interests.
Ah, come on.
That's a lot of work.
And a career.
And a hobby?
That is a lot of work. I want to find a woman
her
just
point
to take
too.
Care of me, man.
That's her point, too.
Yeah.
That can take work for a lot of people to not be unattractive.
But I think like one of your hobbies could be exercising.
Yes, absolutely.
Some form of exercise.
Yeah, you got some hobbies are going to scare chicks away, like stamp collecting. like when Todd did that back in the day.
Bird watching.
Yeah. Want to see my model train?
Right, yeah, yeah.
It's a Larry Bird rookie.
Well, I wish I had that.
Well, yeah, that's actually probably worth some money.
She's not going to care.
No, she's not.
Oh, but if you find a woman who does.
Oh, yeah. I hear that.
Score.
Hopefully she's bathed.
That's less important for them.
Right. True.
No, don't give them any reason, Craig, not to bathe. The ladies.
Right.
Ladies bathe for us.
Slowly.
I kind of like it when a woman doesn't stank.
That was one of the biggest.
Call me, you know.
It's less of a deal breaker for men than it is for women.
When my daughter was younger, that was one of the first things, like when she was, you know, just getting up to 5, 6, 7 years old, I kept repeating to her, don't be the stinky kid in class.
Oh, yeah.
you can get, I will let a lot of stuff slide, right. But don't be the stinky kid
right.
in class.
The kids will know.
You need to shower right. every day.
And then you're called stinky the rest of your life. I'm in third grade.
Right.
One day in third grade, you stank.
Yeah. Sticks with
you. Just let it go.
Right.
They're bringing you up as stinky at your graduation.
Don't be the stinky kid in class.
You're right. You're right.
There's going to be one.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let it be you.
Right. Well, that's on the parents. I usually assume that the parents of the stinky kid are going to stink, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, they all go through that phase. I don't want to go take a shower.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
Don't be the stinky kid. Go. Yeah.
You battle the bath.
Go.
Our youngest, once we went to tell him to brush his teeth, and he goes, but it's the weekend. Dude. Still,
and I love how they argue so much, and they take an hour of arguing when it could have been done in 10 minutes.
Oh yeah,
or 3 minutes, whatever. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, they could have taken like 20 showers.
I still have that argument with my son mainly about stupid stuff that he could argue with me forever. I mean, it could have been done in those 3 seconds. We argued this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, will you take the trash out? Why? Good God. Here we go.
And you just want.
Wring your neck.
Thank you. Yeah. So you don't get your neck wrong. That's why.
Right.
Well, I've had to actually have that. Like, is this, you really want to have this argument?
Right.
Really? You feel that passionately about this?
Yeah. At the moment, they do. Amy writes, I'm divorced now. I can't remember if our anniversary is 5/24/03 or 5/23/04.
Well, call them this morning and ask.
Yeah. Well, you can't do that because then you put yourself in the position Becky's in.
Well, no, but they're divorced.
No, they're divorced. That's why I said,
who
call
cares?
The guy. She says she's divorced.
Oh, I thought she remarried.
No, she's divorced.
She's
now.
Talking about the exes.
Then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but call, find out. I was thinking about you. I don't want to get back together. When was our anniversary?
If you're divorced, your anniversary is who cares?
All right.
Yeah. Do you remember your first anniversary, Todd?
I actually do.
Yeah.
Good for you. You were married for a long time.
Oh, sorry. Steel Trap.
Plus you
I forgot.
Had kids.
Steel Trap.
That's it. Steel Trap.
Steel Trap, and I remember the Los Angeles radio station playing the. They were having a super summer solstice day because it was the 20th of June. Otherwise, I wouldn't have remembered.
Was it a leap year?
Oh, you throw that one in there.
No, well, the reason is because generally it's the 21st,
Craig,
and on the 20th, that's when it happens in leap years.
You had a wife in the 80s, Craig, for a couple of weeks. What was that anniversary? Do you remember?
No.
Do you remember the month?
Not anymore.
Remember the year?
No.
Not even the year?
No.
I think you remember the year. You could figure out the year, couldn't you?
Do you remember her name?
Come on. Do you remember the season?
This is the great white whale of this show.
I think so.
It used to be Craig's biological parents, and we found out they were dead. But the other great white whale of this show is finding Craig.
I think it was early in the year.
Meeting Craig's first wife.
I think it was early in the year.
So she's never called Nick, and she lives somewhere, you know, within the listening area, a couple, 2-3 hours, within a 2-hour radius of this station. And we've never met her, which we wouldn't really meet her because. But even when we first got together with Craig back in the early 90s, we've never met the great white whale. I don't want to call her a whale, but that means something you can't find, obviously.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. How about a great white buffalo? Would that be better?
Either way. Yeah, that's better. That's better. But this is the elusive first wife of Craig Evans.
Right. And surprisingly.
Technically first and only wife.
Right. Craig is giving us no leads whatsoever. Or we could.
Yeah, he told me one time years ago she was living outside of one city near here, basically. I'm not going to even.
Yeah, but that's all the information he's imparted.
She could be celebrating her anniversary right now.
Yeah, it could be today.
Perhaps celebration is not the word she would use.
ruining the day.
I just, would you even care? Listen, I know I'm just killing time for you, brother.
Yeah.
Would you even care if you saw her again? No, I mean, I know you don't want to see her again, but if you would see her, it would, there's no feelings there at all.
No.
Right? Okay, that's a long time.
Would
right?
you even know if you saw her again?
I don't think
that's
I would.
That's a great comment.
Would you recognize her?
I don't think I would. Many years ago, it had already been many years, and I was told that I may not recognize her.
So Great White Whale might make sense. Got it.
Or did she just get plastic surgery so nobody would recognize her because she didn't want to be associated with
that's
you
That's probably
anymore.
More it.
That
yeah.
was it, plastic surgery.
I'm going to go ahead and change the whole idea.
Put a few extra layers on
just
me.
Speaking of that, escape.
So if, in a perfect world, her in the studio would be a great conversation.
No, it would.
Talking to you about your relationship and the 80s.
How's that a perfect world?
It'd be great. For the show, it'd be
just
great.
Just wants to watch you squirt.
Because you wouldn't care. But I think the old anger would bubble up in a heartbeat, though.
One assumes.
Yeah.
Just like his biological parents, she didn't love him either.
No, she didn't.
Do you think she would walk around telling people? Because, you know.
I heard that for years she was still griping.
You're
And can you blame her?
Well, also.
That son of a
well,
bitch.
Yeah, at some point, you just move on.
True, Craig, but you also became part of a radio show that, you know, thank you, by the way, whoever listens, this show became pretty popular. And your name is, even though it's not your, it's all over. And you're all in both those cities that she could be in. He's smiling. Craig, I wish we had a TV camera. You could see Craig's look. He loves that he became the Craig Evans.
No, that ain't right.
And she's the ex Craig Evans.
That's what I mean. I think she probably told somebody that. You know that Craig Evans talked about? That's my first husband.
I doubt it. Yeah.
Did you hear what Craig said today?
I'm very proud of that.
Did she remarry and have kids?
I think she remarried.
Did they have kids?
Pretty quickly.
To get rid of that Evans name.
Yeah.
But she probably still walks around going, yeah, I used to tag that.
I guarantee she does. Listen to the radio that Craig Evans, I had that. I was married to that. I left him when he was spinning tunes.
Yeah. That's true.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Among documented causes of hangover intensity.
Jeez, I've been dry drinking last night.
Are the type of mixer used in an alcoholic cocktail, I imagine, you know, the amount of sugar and whatnot.
I'm telling you.
As are the presence of cogeners that color the drink. They're byproducts of alcohol fermentation, most closely associated with whiskey, as the thinking goes.
Oh, it's a whiskey. Darker.
The darker the whiskey, the more cogeners, and perhaps the worse the resulting hangover will be. Now, we've talked about this any number of times. And what the science tells us...
I'm with you on this, though.
What the science tells us is that it is not a particular kind of alcohol, type of alcohol, that gives you a hangover. It's that you just drank too much.
And too quick.
And too quick.
And you did that study a couple weeks back, years back, because I've done that before. I've only had like a couple glasses of wine, but I drank them back-to-back real quick. And I'm thinking, why was I hungover? That was it.
Oh, yeah. The pace matters.
The pace.
Okay.
Well, I also get, and I think people always argue about this, but you said it's just the amount of alcohol that gives you the hangover. Now, I do think that sugary alcohol drinks, there's something else that makes
the
you
mixer.
Feel crap. Yeah, it makes you feel crap. I mean, those, the rum runners, I'm sure all the sugar I had in those rum runners in
that
Florida
didn't help.
Made me puke my guts out. But I drank a lot of rum.
Right.
So
that's
why I was hungover.
Yes.
The puking might have something to do with laying in there with all the sugar.
Right.
Yeah, the hangover, just had 40 Capri Suns, you might have felt like crap. You might not have been puking.
Thank you. The hangover was the bottle of rum. At least a bottle of rum.
So, I think this may be a tolerance thing, but you know, I rarely get hungover anymore.
Well, you don't get burned out?
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and that
I'm
depends.
Not talking about, you know.
That depends on the quantity.
Right.
Quantity. Yeah. But usually I'm drinking vodka and like sparkling water. I'm not mixing it with anything sweet.
Well, you have a pace now. You drink every night.
Yeah,
so.
I do.
Yeah.
And I usually only have three, four at the most on the weekends.
This is the man who once uttered the phrase, I only drank half the bottle.
Vodka, by the way.
I only drank half the bottle.
Yeah, 750, that's about right.
Yeah.
What's your routine like down, Nick? Every once in a while during the week, you have a drink?
I haven't this week.
Okay.
I normally do.
Okay.
I've been getting headaches.
Like, last week we were on vacation. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no hangover. There's sometimes if I'll be drinking like vodka for a while, then I'll be like, oh, I'll drink wine tonight. Then I'll have like a wine hangover the next
week.
Right. I'm just not used to processing that.
I'm the same way. Same way. That's
yeah.
I try to lay off the vodka during the week.
A lot of times it's the hangovers I don't have that'll concern me.
I know. I get those. We've had, you know, with some circumstances, we've had a couple weeks off in the past 5 weeks. And when you can sleep in and just exist in the morning instead of having to get up and bang, 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 I was getting worried too because I was getting pretty buzzed every night for a couple weeks.
Yeah, there's times I'll go to bed
and
I'll be like,
so.
Uh-oh, this isn't going to be good. And you wake up and I'm like, oh, I'm just okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Guess I'll just go about my day.
This is why retired people die. Serious, man.
And rock stars.
And rock stars.
You know?
Yep.
People who can live that lifestyle.
Right.
Now, I did get pretty drunk over vacation, but that was a tequila drunk.
Oh, yeah.
No effect the next morning. I was fine the next morning.
Well, once again, so we're just going to be not hungover. It means you're an alcoholic, which I'm not, you know.
I guess.
I can't.
You know what some people say to avoid hangovers.
Don't drink.
Don't drink.
They're quite the opposite.
Drink too much.
Don't stop.
Yeah. Good point, Craig.
Keep your baseline.
And not a good one at all, but yeah, you have heard that.
Now, does the altitude affect you, Todd, when you're in the mountains?
Oh,
does
great.
Yes.
The hour time difference Todd.
No, actually, it seems to have the opposite effect that it has on most people. I have to drink more.
Really?
I have to smoke more weed when I'm at altitude.
That's very surprising.
Remember, he kicks left footed and throws right footed.
Yeah,
he's wired weird, man.
It's true.
I'd love to see him throw right footed.
I was trying to work that out in my brain, too.
Did I say throw right footed?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, he's got monkey feet on that one foot. His right foot's a monkey foot. It's amazing.
Right. Now, the actual results may be completely opposite of what
I
think.
I say throw, okay.
But I'm just telling you how I feel. That's the only thing I have to base it on.
Actual results may vary.
Yeah, usually altitude takes everybody's tolerance down
for
most things.
But no.
You know,
I'm Todd.
Like on airplanes, for instance.
I have to drink more when I'm in the mountains. Okay. Yeah,
I'm super Todd when I'm in the mountains.
Yeah, because in addition to the tequila, this might have helped out. Why I was buzzed is I found my dose. Which is 30 milligrams. 30 milligrams. Just
that's
perfect.
Right.
Is that on an empty stomach?
Yeah.
Because in Colorado, you can do edibles. It's legal. That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't.
Not here. We're the good life.
I don't eat the edibles with a meal anymore because then they become ineffective.
With you.
I eat them on an empty stomach and then maybe eat an hour later or so.
Right.
You really got to plan your buzz.
Yeah, kind of do.
True.
You really do.
You kind of do.
If you're going to eat it, yeah. So there are some beliefs, however, that the type of alcohol itself can influence the likelihood of producing a hangover the next day. So the people at addictions.com asked people what type of spirit they thought gave them the worst hangover. And the answer's obvious.
Gin?
Apparently not as obvious as I thought it was.
Whiskey.
I'm losing the obviousness here.
Tequila.
There you go.
Oh, I can see that.
Oh, see, the tequila I had was a Blanco, and it was pretty pure.
Yeah. Well, once again, you're wired different, and you're also a pro.
Well, what was Ron White preaching about tequila?
It's still the upper.
It's an upper.
Yeah, it's different than other alcohol.
Oh, it totally is an upper. And
Yeah, he said the whiskey made him a little morose.
When I go out anymore, well, we don't go out anymore, but before COVID, if we were going to go out and hang out, I would do tequila because it jacked me up.
But not the alcohol portion, because alcohol is alcohol.
Yeah.
It's the same scientific formula.
Right. It's the stuff that surrounds it.
Right.
I could see the tequila because of having more hangovers, because a lot of times I think people drink that because they want to get after it.
That's it.
And
oh,
that's
we're
what
drinking
they find.
Tequila tonight.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what they find, that's is it. That people get into a particular mindset with a particular spirit.
So tequila. Yeah.
So tequila, number one, is the drink that people think that they get the worst hangover from.
Right.
And then it's...
Is that because they're drinking the cheap brown tequila?
No, I think Nick's right. Yeah. We're doing shots.
We're partying.
We're partying.
Yeah.
Shots.
Yeah, when people pour whiskey, they tend to
throw my boobs out.
Sip whiskey. But you're right. If somebody's pouring tequila, you assume, all right,
it's on.
Let's go. But you can sip tequila, too.
Yeah.
We were in Cabo.
Oh?
You can.
I was drinking tequila shots with margaritas.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the stupidest thing ever in the freaking world. Wow. At the place called The Office down there. And Todd was with his wife. I was with my dad. We had some friends down there. Oh, some listeners years ago. 15 years ago, that was. And that was probably the worst hangover I think I've had in my whole life, was tequila shots with margaritas, which obviously is just idiotic. Because all I had to do was drink beer and then do the bunch of shots. But no, I was drinking margaritas, and then this guy walks around, hands those shots out. People have been to Cabo. Yeah.
That recipe is why I only have fuzzy memories of my night at Cabo Wabo in San Lucas.
And the night before that, my old man, who at the time was only 70, I shouldn't say only 71, but I will say 71. He was 71. We were ripped on the beach. And that's a story I told you. We were laying down and we were in our hotel room. And he goes into whiz, and he comes back in and starts to crawl into my bed. That's how hammered he is. He's got his tiny whities on. He lifts up. I feel the cover lifting him up. I look over. He's crying. Dad, get over on your own side.
I'm not that drunk.
But that was tequila, too. So, yeah, I think Nick's right about that. I know it's just alcohol, not necessarily the hangovers,
right.
But definitely people get after it.
It's a mindset.
And that's going to cause... Right. More difficult hangover.
Right.
And then at number two, it's vodka, and then it goes whiskey.
Vodka.
Whiskey and rum and gin, followed by scotch.
I'm not a big scotch guy, but you could get hammered on that.
I would think that some people who aren't necessarily well-versed, if they're drinking scotch or whiskey, it's freaking whiskey.
Yeah, but I don't think if you're not a scotch guy, you probably just don't drink scotch.
Well, you don't know it's scotch, necessarily. You're just drinking whatever whiskey somebody else is drinking.
Yeah, but there are guys that just know what they're doing. They say, I want some scotch.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But these are people that are getting hangovers.
Whiskey disables my dinky.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, you're wired different.
You knew that.
I tried to be whiskey on the rocks guy at a wedding once. It was probably like my sixth drink there. I sit down next to Grandma, and she's like, you stink.
Did you say you stink too, Grandma?
Yeah, you're no peach either, Grandma.
I'll go sit somewhere else.
We've talked about whiskey because TV glamorizes whiskey. Mad Men, Justified, any kind of show.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Donovan, just any kind of show where there are tough dudes, they always just drink whiskey. And you can't do that. Like, you're right. You can't just sit around and drink whiskey on the rocks all night unless you're a total pro.
Yeah.
You're down for the count.
Mm-hmm. I get that peanut butter whiskey I can drink on the rocks.
Yeah, but it's...
That's about the only thing.
But I can't drink more than two of those.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't.
You will.
Yeah.
Over a third of respondents at this poll at addictions.com reported having at least one instance of public nudity following their own experiences with alcohol. The top four spirits accounted for over 90% of the instances of public nudity.
What, people flashing their boobs?
Whatever kind of public nudity, whether we're streaking, everybody's doing it.
Yeah, how about sex in public with your
that would count.
That's nudity.
Okay, I've done that.
Does it count if you're just whizzing in public? Because I've got one buddy who I
whiz in public when I'm sober all the time.
I think we have a collection somewhere of at least a half a dozen photos of him whizzing in public when he shouldn't have been.
Okay,
just completely hammered.
As opposed to the times he should have been whizzing in public.
Well, I mean, in very
There's
obvious
two separate
form.
Piles of pictures.
They are separate piles of pictures. And so people get naked the most with vodka, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Vodka.
And then it goes.
You were naked at camp in that time, Todd. You got naked and passed out. Is that vodka?
No, that was
red wine.
A box of wine.
All of a sudden, you're face down over the picnic table.
That's right, naked.
Yeah, and the last time I was naked. Oh, I remember when I was last naked in public. I was stone cold sober. And we found this great waterfall. I'm a fan of waterfalls and the negative ions, the mist that it puts off. And I had the place to myself.
It's called water.
And I was feeling full of negative ions. And as I was running toward the waterfall, I was stripping off all my clothes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I jumped in the pool naked.
Trip over your balls, man.
You got to have those in
I'm
one hand.
Yeah, you hold, throw them over your shoulder. Threw your balls over your shoulder and jumped in.
I want to do that again.
See, somehow I see that ending like National Lampoon's Vacation when Chevy Chase comes popping out of the pool, go cold, cold.
I just picture your sack over your shoulder, man.
More alcohol talk coming up.
All right, we always do that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.